let's talk about cockatoos. They're beautiful. They're a little bit cheeky. And we love them for it broadly. But they're also highly strategic problem solvers. One group of cockatoos south of Sydney has captured the attention of scientists because of the uncanny skill they're showing to open wheelie bins. And it seems they're passing this knowledge on to cockatoos in other areas. John Martin has been studying their behaviour. He's a research scientist at Taronga Conservation Society Australia. John, welcome.
G'day, Patricia.
Now, I can reveal that my sister-in-law actually lives in Stanwell Park, where you've been doing your research. I've seen the cockatoos do this with my eyes, walking with my children on the street, and have literally stopped and gone, OMG, those cockatoos are working together. I found out that you were doing this work a little time ago, actually, and now the world knows too. What are they doing? Stanwell Park, for anyone who doesn't know, it's amazing. It's near Wollongong. What exactly are they doing that's so special?
Look, it's a behaviour that we don't see across the country. So the really cool thing is that this is something that's novel, and we're trying to learn more about how they've learned this behaviour to actually prop the bin lid open with their beak, and then they've got how they then shift their body along the side of the bin whilst keeping the bin lid open and then flipping it over with their heads or with their feet. It's pretty amazing because, you know, these birds, they aren't huge. I mean, they're big, don't get me wrong, but think about how big a garbage bin is and how big that lid is. And so it's actually something that's quite a physical challenge. It'd be a heavy object and they can't lift it in the centre, so, you know, they've got to lift it on one edge, so it'd be unbalanced, and they've got a balance on there at the same time.
It's quite amazing, right?
Well, the really interesting thing from that observation is, next time you're there, have a look, and let me know how often they do it together, because a lot of the time, the bird next door gets in the way. And I was actually watching some just recently, and a bird started lifting it, and then the next bird gets excited, like, I'm going to get some food, jumped on the lid, and, of course, closed it. But, yes, you're right. The thing that I would say with respect to working together is that one bird might be opening it or a couple of birds are opening it, and then lots of birds come and take advantage of that food resource, and that's where they're working together.
It's just so amazing to see, seriously, to actually witness this thing. You stop on the street and you're stuck there for an hour going, what, are they really doing this? Like they're, I don't know how the residents put up with it. My sister-in-law's like, they're always on the bin. Like that's all they do. They're hanging out on the bins all the time. You notice that this behaviour is spreading to other areas. What does that tell us about these birds and what they learn from each other?
Look, and we're learning about this with the community's help. So we do have a survey, and we'll mention that people can report their sightings where they are and where they are not seeing it, because that's how we're going to learn about how it's spreading, or if it is spreading, because that's something that we want to understand. The thing is, let's just think about everyone who's at home right now listening to this. You've got a household bin, and many of you actually have cockatoos in your local area. But this behaviour isn't something that's happening all over the country. Well, let us know if it is. We really do want to know. And so why is it only happening in certain areas where we've had it reported to us and where we're observing it? And would love to have a better understanding about how it actually spreads across the landscape. And that's this thing of how birds are learning and how information is shared, whether it's between individuals or whether it's through copycat, so observing a bird doing it and then trial and error.
So some people are putting bricks on top of their wheelie bins. In fact, not some, lots I've seen. But the cockies have actually figured out how to push bricks off too, which is amazing, right? Like that's a lot of physical strength.
Look, we've got a research project about cockatoos, and we've got a Facebook page called Cockatoo Wingtag or on Instagram or Twitter at Wingtags, and you can actually watch a video that I posted just this afternoon of a cockatoo pushing a brick off a bin, and you're 100% correct. That's a heavy brick, and it is stunning that this bird that only weighs 800 grams is essentially pushing this brick that would weigh essentially as much as it does off this bin with its beak. Its eyes are right there. You've got to think it's not like it's using its hand like we would.
No.
It's like us using our nose to push a brick that weighs our own weight off a ledge. Like it's phenomenal to see, yes.
Yeah. So is there something particularly special about these Stanwell Park cockatoos? Like, are they particularly intelligent? Is there like some super smart, super intelligent cockatoo among them that's kind of led to the leadership here?
Yeah, it might be something in the water. I mean, it is a beautiful location.
Oh, it really
isn't
it? Is breathtaking.
So we don't know where this started and, you know, who was the first bird. So that's a really difficult one. What I would suggest, and you've probably seen this yourself, is that occasionally a bin is overflowing full, and so the lid isn't completely closed. And so I would suggest that a bird once upon a time saw this and explored the opportunity. And you know, perhaps beforehand it was that a bin fell over, you know, in the wind or whatever happened, and then they scavenged some food. So there's quite a long step and a process to get to the point where you start opening the lid yourself. And one of the things that's really amazing, I'm not sure if you've spotted this when you've been watching it, Patricia, but sometimes you'll see a bird open a lid, partly look in and then close it and go to another bin. And what's going on there is they can see inside that there's the rubbish is too deep in the bin.
Oh.
And that's too risky for them. They don't like being in the bottom of the bin.
Well, they're not idiots.
When the bin's full.
They don't want to get to the bottom of the bin ever.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be getting myself to the bottom of the bin either. Look, this is obviously a story about animal intelligence and problem solving. Just
exactly,
how intelligent
yes.
are cockatoos in comparison to other animals or even other birds? Although I've got already text messages about other birds saying magpies have also been seen to get bins open. And look, I'm not surprised. Everyone knows how I feel about magpies. Smartest birds
yeah.
in the sky.
Look, so cockatoos are said to be about as intelligent as a two-year-old human. So that's in the animal world, that's quite intelligent.
Mm. Are they cunning do they have tantrums as well?
Yeah, the terrible twos is why they've started opening bins, ultimately. with respect to the magpies or other birds doing it, please report that on our survey. We actually would love to learn about those other things, and ideally you can send us a photo or a little video on social media about those things, because, you know, people might be thinking they're seeing cockatoos opening bins, for example, but it might be a bin that's already partly open. Now, that's really interesting for us. But it isn't the strict definition of opening a bin from a closed position. But we're interested in the full spectrum and different species as well, because these things, as you're saying, it's about learning, and it's about these different species in parallel adapting to their landscapes. And humans, of course, are across the landscape, as are our bins, and therefore as are the food that we don't eat. So it's obviously a huge resource if you could capitalise on it.
It's amazing. And so are you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Lovely to chat. And I'll just say, so if you search cockatoo wing tag bin opening, you'll find the survey online, and it'll take you less than a minute if you're reporting no, you haven't seen it, and we want that information. And it might take you 2 to 3 minutes if you're reporting yes, you have seen it. And we would love people to report across the country, even lots of different species. So appreciate your interest in this story, and enjoy the cockatoos.
Yeah, well, John Martin there, research scientist at Taronga Conservation Society Australia. And if you want to see that video, as he says, very cocky behaviour, look at the terrific article that's gone up on the ABC website, and just made me a bit nostalgic for Stanwell Park, which I can't go to because of the closed borders. That's okay. I'll get there eventually.